cemetery down to downtown Los Angeles. Does it change anything at all, the fact that he's actually going to be there today, that the casket will be inside the Staples Center for you, Angelica?
We're all very excited. I didn't know this till a couple of hours ago, and, you know, people around me, we're all very excited to know that he's going to be here with us. And, I mean, I am speechless. I am breathless. I am just very excited, and I do want to thank my daughter, Valeria Magaña, for, you know, for giving me the tickets. That is an act of love. That somehow she will be rewarded, because I know she wanted to be here. She was almost in tears, and you know, I'm enjoying this moment, and I wanted to say thank you, Valeria. I love you, Beba.
All right, Angelica Magaña, she is going to be in the fifth row today inside the Staples Center. Thanks for joining us. Get back to the pictures now, Namo, as we watch the host that is carrying the casket going now from the Forest Lawn Cemetery in Hollywood Hills to the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles, something that, quite frankly, none of us was expecting until this morning when we got word that Michael Jackson's body would be at the ceremony.
Exactly. We had been led to believe at one point that there would be no procession from this location at the cemetery over to the Staples Center, but obviously now you can see that procession underway. So that the procession will arrive at the Staples Center for the memorial, getting underway at 1:30 p.m. right now.
Still don't know where Michael Jackson will be buried.
No.
That's been a question that has been up in the air ever since we learned of his death. And certainly we heard from Jermaine Jackson talking to Larry King at the Neverland Ranch. It was Jermaine's wish that Michael Jackson be buried at Neverland.
And the problem with that, of course, was that in California, law states that you must only be buried in a cemetery. So that location would obviously have been problematic. A lot of the focus now has tended to rest upon Hollywood Hills Forest Lawn Cemetery, where you just saw the procession leaving from. Right now, just having a glimpse at some live shots of Neverland, where you can see people are outside the gates there for a moment of mourning. Photographs are set up, also some flowers and balloons have been laid at that location.
It must be difficult out there for them if they don't have a ticket to the Staples Center to know where to go. And of course, they've been encouraged to just stay at home and watch on their computers or watch on television screens. But I understand there's a need, if you are a super fan of Michael Jackson, to be close to whatever is happening, even if you don't have admission. So you see the people outside of Neverland. Certainly, there have been people that have been trying to get near the cemetery as well, although that's been more difficult given the traffic restrictions there, outside of the Encino family home for the Jacksons, and of course, thousands of people, tickets or no, outside the Staples Center.
And then the animal encounter. So you mentioned the encounter that you can have with the elephant. You also, if you're able to feed giraffes, too, I'm sure.
Because we are a drive-thru and you're stuck in your vehicle, there's not a lot of opportunities to really get together with the animals.
So what we've really done this year is really looked at opportunities for people to get to meet the animals up.
May show up, especially now, as you mentioned earlier, Reggie, that they are hearing that there is going to be this procession, and that Michael Jackson's body will be brought to the Staples Center. But security measures have been put in place to try to ensure that things do not get out of control. Concrete barriers, for example, have been installed around the Staples Center. The area really being closed off to those without a ticket or media credentials. Members of our CNN team saying that as they have gone to these very sensitive locations, such as the cemetery, they have been constantly checked to ensure that they have the ticket, they have the wristband to give them permission to actually be there.
Producer for this is the same person who has produced the Grammy Awards in the past. Also, Kenny Ortega was supposed to be co-directing Jackson's series of concerts, and I should say was co-directing these series of concerts, given that they were supposed to start this month in London, until, of course, Michael Jackson died just after he was rehearsing at the Staples Center. That's where they had been doing their dress rehearsals and such, right up until Michael Jackson died.
Yeah, there's a lot of irony to that situation. We have all seen that incredible video, the last rehearsal video, or the last rehearsal video that has been released of Michael Jackson doing his rehearsal just 2 days before he died. Most people who have watched that video have said, this is incredible. How could a man who looks fit enough to be going through this dance routine actually have died 2 days later? And of course, the investigation continues into his death, still being called a death investigation at this time, even though a number of agencies are involved. And there it is, that particular focus on the prescription drugs that Michael Jackson may have been taking at the time of his death.
So on the left-hand side of the screen, you're watching the Staples Center. That's, of course, where the memorial is going to be held, and we expect it to start in about an hour. On the right-hand side of the screen, you'll see another live shot. This is of the funeral procession, and you'll see that they obviously have one half of the highway there closed off for this procession. The other half, you'll see normal traffic.
And taking a look at the Staples Center there, that's a location that will be familiar to many people who are watching. It's the current home of the NBA's Los Angeles Lakers and the LA Clippers, the NHL's LA Kings, and the WNBA's LA Sparks. It actually opened back in 1999 with a Bruce Springsteen concert and hosted the Democratic National Convention a year later, so quite a broad spectrum of events there. It has also hosted the Grammy Awards 9 times, and that was interesting, Reggie, that you mentioned that, of course, the producer of today's public memorial will be that same gentleman, Ken Ehrlich, who is known for producing those Grammy Award shows.
And I said normal traffic, but as you can see on the right-hand side, it's not normal. It's just open for traffic going in the opposite direction. But you can see now just how slowly that traffic is going as they are trying to get a look at what's happening next to them.
And we are just getting information now that the Staples Center is now releasing that the memorial will get underway at 1 p.m. That's in half an hour's time.
It's back to the original
back
time.
To the original time. Yeah, it was pushed back until 1. We're talking about Eastern Standard Time here, to 1:30 Eastern Standard Time or 10:30 local time. We're not sure if they're making up a little bit of time here. The private gathering this morning of family members and close friends did get underway just a little late, about half an hour late, that we understand was the original explanation.
It was quite fast. The private ceremony that they had today. Let's get out to Nicole Lappin. She is, of course, with CNN.com Live, and she is just across the street from the Staples Center. So, Nicole, it looks like they're going to be starting things on time again. So, a half hour, this should be underway.
It should be underway in theory. Of course, as concerts go, we will have to wait and see. But the crowds, Reggie and Namwa, have been trickling in since 6 o'clock local time, and now they are really starting to pick up. We have seen at times more police presence than actual crowds, but you can see them actually going into the Staples Center right now with a lot of tributes, flowers, parts of flowers that have been brought in, police presence on horseback. We have seen police
talking to a number of people, including Jesse Jackson. You also talked to Teddy Riley, who I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, worked with Michael Jackson on his Dangerous album. What is it that you garnered from those interviews?
Hollywood Hills Cemetery and the Staples Center for those tests.
No, they're pretty heavy.
characters, I think, both precious one. And one of those people should be our reporter, Sherry Harden of Los Angeles, because she is absolutely overwhelmed today because she has her tickets to the public memorial at the Staples Center. Sherry, thank you very much for joining us. How are you feeling right now?
Overwhelmed. That's all I can say,
is
overwhelmed.
Where are you exactly, Sherry?
I'm in 5 minutes,
and
I'm
trying to
wait for the family to come in.
There's a
crowd of
thousands
of people,
and
everyone thinks that the family is about to walk in the door.
Sherry, can I send to you? We're actually watching some live images right now of Michael Jackson's casket being transported to the Staples Center. This is something we only learned this morning, that his body would actually be, or his casket would actually be present at the location of the public memorial. How does that change things for you, and what does it mean?
Sherry, everyone seems to have a Michael Jackson story, whether they met him or they didn't. What is yours?
Well,
go ahead.
My story is not on Irish Court. It's when I was 7 years old. When they came out, I waited in line with my grandmother to get it.
Oh, Sherry, so you were 7. Is that the beginning of your fandom of Michael Jackson?
Yes, it is. That's my first love, Michael Jackson, there in that picture.
And so your favorite song from Michael Jackson, was it from the Thriller album?
I have a lot of songs on it I love, especially PYT, but my favorite song of all time is Man in the Mirror.
Sherry, you also sent in a photo to us of your tickets once you received those to the public memorial. How did you feel when you got that email saying that you had been selected?
I cried. I just cried. I didn't think it was real. I thought it was a hoax. I just cried. I didn't believe it until I actually had the wristband on and the tickets in my hand.
What is it? We're going to have to leave you in a second, Sherry, but what is it like being in there now? What is the scene like in there? Are people talking? Is it quiet? What's happening in there?
Some people are crying. Some people are talking. Most people are just now congregated. They're very big crowd waiting for the family to come in. Everybody's here trying to look and see the family come in just to give their condolences. I went to the 2009 inauguration and the same feeling. Everybody's here full of love and just happy.
All right, Sherry, we appreciate you taking the time to call us, and we hope that the memorial is everything that you wanted it to be. So thanks again for joining us here today.
All right, goodbye. All right.
And of course, when Sherry and the other 19,999 people who will be in attendance at the Staples Center, once they are getting in place and the public memorial begins, they are going to be able to view a stage which is set up, as you can see on the other side of your screen there. A bit like a church would be set up, there are small floral arrangements. They have been getting a bit larger through the morning, but those are resting against the front of the stage, and then there are three rows of chairs forming a semicircle there. Also on the stage, of course, the instruments at the ready for some of the performances which we are expecting. Those featured singers, Mariah Carey, Usher, Stevie Wonder. That's just a few of the luminaries who will be in attendance.
Yeah, well, the fact that they were able to invite 9,000 friends and family members to that, that says volumes about who wanted to be there and who wanted to see Michael Jackson. I'm sure we'll be recognizing a lot of those people in the crowd.
Yeah, we're certainly going to be recognizing the likes of Jennifer Hudson, John Robinson, Martin Luther King III, Reverend Al Sharpton, just a few of the people expected to be in attendance, as well as basketball stars, Kobe Bryant and Magic Johnson, and FIFA, Wilson, some interviews with some celebrities who want to share their memories this morning.
You're taking a close-up view now. This is no longer in the helicopter. This is one of our CNN cameras. One of our positions in the first Patsy's first. Patsy's by our live shot location. And me, is this exactly the same time? Is this near the Staples Center? Okay, this is. So this is close by to the Staples Center. So it appears as if, Nicole, I don't know. It's hard for me to tell where you are compared to where this is. Can you see this procession coming through on the other side of the stadium?
People are still going into the Staples Center, but just a few
like a disco wristband there. And we heard, Nicola, they were being very careful in terms of not allowing any tampering with those wristbands, saying if your wristband was cut, if it was taped, if any there was any interference whatsoever, it was no good.
Absolutely. They had been really checking those. I was so worried. I had to shower with mine. And, you know, I obviously wanted to be let back in. We heard one report of somebody who tried to photocopy one of the tickets and go to Dodger Stadium, and that person was escorted out. So they are being very strict. A lot of law enforcement on hand here checking every step of the way.
This is quite unbelievable, isn't it, Reggie, Nicole, as we look at that we're just panning along the motorcade here. We heard earlier that there were 15 Land Rovers that were in that motorcade, and then they were followed by a number of other vehicles. I mean, that is just a staggering procession.
And that is a long line of vehicles that you can see as more people are trying to get to the back area of the Staples Center so they can get a look at the procession. And, oh, there we have a tribute that is going on. And these are going on across the country. These are viewing parties, people who have obviously big screens that are going to be watching this live. There are movie theaters across the country. I know there's one right here in Atlanta that is airing this service live this afternoon as well. And obviously there are a couple, looks like young ladies who are doing their best Michael Jackson impression right now.
Yeah, this is courtesy of our affiliate WTVD. Right now we're switching over to a similar scene that is in Los Angeles, so we can bring up a more precise location for you. But as Reggie mentioned, these are going on not just across the country, but also across the world. We have our correspondents who have been joining us throughout the morning from locations as far afield as Berlin and Gary, Indiana, which, as you can see, looks like it is waiting for its viewing there to get underway. Gary, Indiana, of course, Michael Jackson's childhood home, a place that lobbied very hard to be the final resting spot for Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and actually, I think we've talked to Ted Rollins about that in the past, this decision about where Michael Jackson is going to end up. He's joining us now live at the Forest Lawn Cemetery. That is where, about an hour ago, Ted, this private memorial wrapped up, and then this procession began into downtown Los Angeles. We're all wondering how this was going to unfold, and they ended up doing this procession, despite the fact that for days, Ted, they were saying they weren't going to do that.
Yeah, Reggie, while the procession just went by here, and the question you alluded to is it going to come back here? And that's sort of the prevailing theory, is that when the Staples Center ceremony is finished, Michael Jackson's body will presumably be brought back here to Forest Lawn, or maybe not. The family is still being very secretive of what their plans are for his final resting spot. The family had intimated earlier that late last week that they would like to see Michael Jackson buried at Neverland Ranch, but it's unclear whether that has been figured out in terms of the local laws which prohibit a human burial in that area. So the prevailing wisdom now is that he'll come back here, the body will come back here, and be buried here at Forest Lawn, either temporarily or permanently. We just haven't been told.
Yeah, we know information, obviously, has been coming out in a very staccato way since Michael Jackson died. So we will wait to hear more on those developments. Thank you so much, Ted Rollins. And right now, we want to get back to Nicole. Of course, she's live outside the Staples Center. Your live shot right now is showing you the scene inside the Staples Center. Nicole, we have about 5 minutes to go now until the beginning of the public memorial.
Minutes to go. I'm looking for him. He needs to get inside, but he was kind enough to stop by and chat with us to talk about Michael's physical condition, because you were training him for the London tour, and a lot of questions about his physical shape. What did you notice?
Time out with him, he's doing fine, and he has been improving, and he's very fired up because the whole Michael's coming back. He's still motivating me. There was no sign of growth or anything like that, and everything I told him what to do, he kept improving.
A lot of people said he looked rather skinny. Did you notice that?
If you rehearse 4 or 5 hours a day and eat once a day, of course you're going to lose weight because he's under so much stress. Having be in debt for $400 million and then you don't have any 3 kids and all your living. So, things that you have, and then you're going to focus on it. So, come back.
to really give an idea of the man as opposed to the icon that we kind of worship from afar.
Yeah, absolutely. You're getting anecdotes saying that people really don't want to talk about the controversy today. They do want to talk about the life, the family man, and the humanitarian that Michael Jackson was. So that's really the message we're getting in from not only people that knew him now, but also the fans that are coming in here and saying, we knew about the controversy, we knew about all that, but today is the day to put that all aside and to focus on what everybody is here to focus on, which is really a celebration, a tribute to Michael Jackson.
Want to let our viewers know, you can watch this entire ceremony that's going to be happening at the Staples Center, which will begin any second now. The management at the Staples Center just announced to the crowd to take your seats as they expect to begin any moment now. We'll be watching along with you here at CNN.com Live. And after, we are going to still be here, and we're going to wrap up and show you the reaction from people who are coming out of there. We'll be talking to guests, of course, we'll be talking to Nicole outside of the Staples Center, and get your reactions as well. Also want to encourage you to keep commenting to the right of the player, our Facebook application there, if you want to continue sharing your thoughts and memories of Michael Jackson and want to talk about the ceremony.
Essentially, yeah, and a few people some people, this is really a historic event that they want to pause for, and for other people, they prefer to continue with life as usual or explore.
Or check in at work for a couple of minutes. Yeah. I would imagine it'd be hard to go to an event like that anyway. It's the middle of the day. People
it's in Los Angeles, yes.
Yeah. So Stephanie tells us, I remember Jackson as an idol. Although he was a superstar, he never stopped thinking about other people's well-being. He did a lot of good, especially for children in need. I will never forget the great humanitarian that he was.
And this is from right. And I know there's a hearing about his estate bill in August, and the first of the child custody hearings will be happening next Monday. So it should be very interesting to watch. Bill Whitaker at Forest Lawn Cemetery. Bill, thank you so much. Let's go to Ben Tracy now. Ben is here near me on the periphery of the Staples Center with some of the throngs of people who have gathered here to be part of this moment in history. Ben, what's going on there?
Well, that's right, Katie. We're a long city block from the Staples Center, and back here, this is what the police are calling the cold zone. These are all the people that came down here without tickets, simply because they wanted to be a part of this event. And some people came from a long ways away, including Bernice over here. Bernice, you came from New York City, is that right?
I came from the Bronx, New York, man. I came a long way to see Michael, to say goodbye.
Your ticket costs about $900, so you are a big fan. Why do you want to be here so bad? Unlikely you're going to be able to see a whole lot of anything. What would make your day?
I would just die if I saw a limo or a glove or just anything. I mean, we were sitting out here early. I've been here since 7 o'clock this morning. I slept on the floor. My friends are holding hills. I leave tomorrow, going back to work.
Thank you so much, and hopefully you'll get to see something. Katie, as you can tell, there's a lot of energy out here, a lot of people very excited to simply be a part of this day in history.
Comments, and I've seen a number of them on Facebook, people saying that their internet keeps crashing on them, and they're blaming it on this service that there are so many people on. I don't have any data to actually back that up, but it's interesting to hear that some people are commenting on that on Facebook.
Yeah,
obviously there are a lot of people who simply want to be here in the general area. For them, that's experience enough.
All right, Ben Tracy. Ben, thanks so much. Jeff Gore, meanwhile, is covering the law enforcement and security aspect of this monumental event. And, Jeff, this is obviously presenting a lot of security, safety, and financial challenges to the city of Los Angeles.
Yeah, Katie, financial challenges at exactly the wrong time right now. Here's the way this works. AEG, the concert promoter, and the company organizing this service has agreed to pay for everything inside the Staples Center and on Staples Center property. However, everything outside on surrounding streets has to be handled by the city. That means police, fire, sanitation, general city services, barricades, all paid for by a city that is $500 million in debt right now. They're estimating this whole thing will cost between $2 and $4 million. So basically, the city of Los Angeles is spending money on this service that they don't have. And so they've appealed to the Jackson family, also to AEG, the promoter, to try to pick up some of these costs. So far as we know, they have not gotten a response. The city then has gone ahead and set up a website soliciting donations from the public.
You know, they're hoping that we actually have pretty good seats, and, you know, Kobe just walked by, and Farrakhan, and, you know, Barry Gordy, and Smokey Robinson. You know, I mean, everyone really came out, and this, you feel like you're really kind of a part of a true memorial service. I think someone meant a lot to a lot of people.
And John, we know that you are there with your mom, Patty Jo. How is she feeling as we count down to the beginning of this public memorial?
I'm looking at her right now, and she's it's hard to explain the emotion in her face. She's paying a lot of attention and quiet and watching, as a lot of people are here. You know, everyone is really focused on kind of trying to pay tribute to an American icon.
Is your mom also there with you? Is she next to you?
Yeah. Hold on. She's right here.
Hi, how are you?
Patty Joe, great to have you again. We were talking to you and your son yesterday as you were making the way from the San Francisco area down to Los Angeles after you found out that you were selected to get these tickets. So now that you're there, what's going through your head?
Oh, my head is so
personal love of mine, a treasured part of my world, part of the fabric of my life, in a way that I can't seem to find words to express. Michael wanted me to be there for his children, and I will be there if they ever need me. I hope today brings closure for all those who loved him. Thank you.